Messiness equals unexpected links. A good strategy for a brand doesn't emerge from a slow, linear process. You need to leave things a bit messy so that unexpected links can be made. Contrary to what tidy-minded people suggest, if you want to be creative, you may need a little more disorder in your world. Openness and adaptability are inherently messy, as stressed by Tim Harford in his book of the same name. Strategists with so-called weak filters can get easily distracted, but they're actually more creative because they take in more stimuli. Frustration and distraction often help us to solve strategic problems because we're determined to find a better way. Tension can be beneficial. If you're working in a strategy team, messy teamwork actually gets more done because it throws up more possibilities. Interestingly, tidy offices don't work very well because people who work in them feel disempowered. Empowered offices are 30% more productive, and people flourish when they control their own space. A messy desk can help too. In the battle between the so-called filers and pilers, the pilers win because they keep less and regularly ditch material when there's too much on their desk. In contrast, filers have so much stuff that they often can't find things. All of this adds up to what scientist Stuart Kaufman calls the adjacent possible, the nearest next steps that can be made. Leaving things a bit messy opens up many possibilities and may allow you to spot the most fertile next steps. Smart strategy warning. Some strategists adopt such a bohemian approach that they have no structure to their work at all. That's not allowing for unexpected developments, that's just chaos. So a balance is required. Simply being haphazard won't necessarily lead to anything. Examine the sameness of how things usually are, and then deliberately ignite some interesting new interactions to stimulate new thought. Think outside the company, too.